UFO reporting center?
Yes, I'd like to report a UFO sighting.
Okay, can we get a description of what you saw?
Okay, well, it was, do you want me to tell you the whole story? Or?
Sure.
Okay, I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I was out at my boyfriend's out by New Haven, and
yes.
It was out by this one bridge, and I saw these two lights that looked like a helicopter was doing a search or something. It was two lights, and I didn't really think anything then. And then I went ahead and turned right, and this was like 1:30 in the morning. I was really the only car on the road. And I took a right, and then I noticed that they came up behind me, and they were like off to the side the whole time. I didn't think anything because we have a plane, and I knew that planes had landing lights on and what they looked like, and I just kept on trying to be reasonable about it, but I was scared. And then I made a left, and it was still behind me and kind of off to the side in the field. And then it shined these lights on me. And I was thinking maybe it's a police helicopter, and I was wondering why they weren't going to pull me over and why they kept on following me. And they followed me for 25 minutes with these lights shining on me. And finally, when I thought I'd lost them, I looked out of both mirrors. It wasn't there. And then I looked, and it was directly above me. And then I pulled into someone's addition and pulled into a driveway and turned my lights off, and I saw it, and it went right over me, and it was big and round, and came down in the center like a top, like, isn't that how I described it to you? It came down to like a point with like a bulb on the end of it. It had red lights and blue lights all the way around it. And then I thought, you know, I was okay, and I pulled out of the driveway, pulled out of the addition. I even drove like a fourth of a mile with my lights off. And it took off over the trees after it like slowed down, came over me, and I had my window cracked, made no sound, and it lit up the house and my car. It lit up the whole area like daylight. And I had a baby in the car with me, and I even thought it was going to wake her up. And it went up over the trees, and then I waited till I thought I was okay. When I turned my headlights back on, it came back over the trees and followed me for about five more minutes. And when I first had seen it, there was another one that looked off in the distance over New Haven, another one that looked just like it. And it just went off over into Fort Wayne then, and then I watched for it, and I made sure it didn't follow me home then. But it was, like, low, and I know how low airplanes are allowed to go, and made no sound, and it was, like, bigger than a helicopter. I knew it wasn't. It just, I saw it. I tried to rule everything out until I saw it go right over me, and that's when I knew.
At that point, what did it look like?
What, it went right over me?
Yes.
It was round.
Do you mean round like a ball or circular?
It was more like a disc.
Okay.
I couldn't really see the whole time I had seen it on my rearview mirror. It looked like two headlights, like car headlights, is what it looked like to me. And it looked real funny to me.
Well, at that point, you could just see light forms.
Yeah, and they would point them up, and I'm like, I'd turn a corner, and then they'd like point them back down at me.
Yes.
And you know, it was at one point it was even making me mad because I had a baby in the car. I was driving real fast, trying to lose them. I'm thinking, if this is somebody like in a helicopter playing a joke, I didn't think it was funny.
Okay, when it was overhead, do you have an estimate of the altitude at that point?
Oh, it was, when it went right over me and I saw up underneath it, that was right over the treetop.
Okay.
Other time, it was, I'm not too sure on altitude, but I know how low, you know, a plane can go, you know, without getting in trouble, so.
Okay, what time did that occur?
That was like at 1, it followed me from about 1:10 to about 1:35 in the morning.
That was this morning?
No, it's two nights ago. I tried to call yesterday, and I think I called too late. But, yeah, I got the number from the sheriff's department. It was two nights ago.
Two nights, that would be Tuesday morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Any estimate of size on the object?
Oh, it'd be like, I'd say a small aircraft, but the size of that, but a circular.
Okay.
It was bigger than this house I was parked at and my car.
Okay. Can you account for all of your time during that period?
Yeah,
okay.
I kept on looking down at the clock and making sure, because I hear about, you know, stuff like that going on.
Okay.
And I could account for the whole trip home. Where my boyfriend lives at, him and his mom have seen similar thing, the way it was hovering.
Yes.
And they've seen it before, too, with the two lights, and they just said it scared them, and they were practically home, and they went home. And me and my mom, two summers ago, had seen it, too. And it's just, you know, I've never really believed in anything like this before, and I don't take drugs and I don't drink, and I, you know, had to see it, you know, until that sucker went right over me. I was, you know, saying, okay, it's the, I even got to saying it was the Soviet Union, you know, doing something, and until I saw that sucker go right over me, I just could not believe it.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate you reporting that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.